Blog Talk Radio.
Dennis Lives. Dennis Lives. Dennis Lives. Dennis Lives. Let's go. Let's go.
I say the weekend, big baby. What's going on, world? How y'all doing out there? Man, it's a lot to bear, man. Man, a lot of stuff has been going on in this world, man. It's just been really hectic, you know. Man, first I want to just say, man, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for just even casting your blessings upon me, man, and having me being safe, because it's been crazy, man. This world has been really crazy, man. I want to send a big up to the families and friends and members of just that whole Connecticut state period, man. You know, the prayers are up. You know, Chicago, here, we got your back, man. You know, it's just so much going on, man, that we, you know, a lot of us don't count our blessings, man, and this kind of go hand in hand with the show that we have for today. You know, adding a 4% to our personal priority list, man, and we got to make ourselves a priority, because, man, you don't even know when you're going to leave this world. So I don't know, but hey, we're going to do what we have to do. I'm glad you tuned in. I see some people here, man. I already got my guests online, man. They here, they ready. They're ready to conquer the world. They're ready to share everything they can to help you. So I hope you're tuning in, which I do see you all. I'm going to send a shout-out and everything to you in a minute. But I'm going to take a quick break, and then we just going to bring our callers and our guests in and go from there. All right, y'all, so let's just hold on, and I'll be back. And we're going to come back, and we're going to have some fun. Remember, the topic today is adding a 4% to our personal priority list. Oh, man, it's going to be crazy, man. I just listened to that topic. I know we about to have some fun. So, all right, y'all. Take a quick break, and then we're going to bring our guest in. 100, let's go. Okay. We back. We live and we ready, man. I'm going to bring my first guest in. this is a nice, lovely young lady. I know she got, you know, just God all around her, man. She got a really good spirit, man. Everything about her, man, is just, you know, she's wonderful. And things that come out of her mouth, I know it's going to help our people of today, man. So, you know, I'm going to bring her in. Without further ado, I want to welcome Miss Tiffany Holmes. Miss Tiffany.
Hello, hello.
Hey, how you doing? You good?
I am better than good. How about yourself?
Oh, man, I'm great, man. Just blessed, man, just to be happy, just to be breathing, you know? Man,
absolutely.
I can't call it. You know, I'm just sitting up here, man, like I was just telling the, you know, my listeners, man, and, you know, that I'm just blessed and happy to be here, just to be breathing, man, because it's, you know, the things that's going on, you know, how people are in this world, man. Connecticut, you know, that within itself is just, you know, heinous. You know,
Absolutely. What goes on in Connecticut, and we're all outraged and at a loss, but it happens every day, one by one, on our very own streets. So, you know, we got to make sure that we count every day as a blessing, no matter what we see and no matter what goes on.
That's right. That's right. And I respect that, man. So basically, man, I mean, you know, we got to make our personal life a priority list, right?
Absolutely.
And then 4%. So, you know, man, this show here, man, I want to say is a blessing within itself. And so pretty much, man, tell me a little bit about yourself and what all do you do?
Okay. Well, we know my name is Tiffany, and I recently started my own coaching business called Total Transformation Wellness Coaching. And I've been coaching professionally in an HR capacity for the last 13 years, and that can be restricting, so I wanted to take my message to the masses, so I started my own business.
Wow, look at that. That's great. So, well, you said, how long have you been doing the coaching?
For 13 years.
For 13 years, man. I'm not even going to ask your age. I know it's wrong to ask a woman their age, but for 13 years, man, I know that's a lot of experience up under your belt. So
I'll tell you, I'm in my 30s, but I look like I'm still in my 20s, so it's all good.
Hey, you know what? I'll take it. Well, so basically with the coaching, like, far as you help the people far as with the things that they're doing, so it's like when you get a client, give me a perfect example, all right? I'm your client. And how would you train me? I don't know nothing about your business. So how would you take me through the steps?
Okay, sure. Well, every person is different. So what you'll get is a customized program. And there are several different packages that we offer based on what you're looking to do. So if you're looking to, say, lose weight, then we set some goals. And I work with a fabulous trainer who we're going to talk to in a little bit, so I won't steal his thunder. But you can get personal training from him, either live, one-on-one, or via Skype or FaceTime, and then you work with me on keeping your mental and your spiritual up to date. So staying positive, how do you make it over the plateaus that come along with weight loss, things like that. But I also coach on starting your own business, getting more organized.
Wow.
You name it, we coach it.
Wow, it's more like you pretty much like the one stop shop, pretty much, right?
Absolutely, because the unique thing about us is that we focus. No matter what you're working on, we make sure that you're mentally, spiritually, and physically fit to take it on.
Wow, that's deep. Wow. Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you what, man. Without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and bring the next guest online. Let me make sure I get this man's name right, because, you know, I don't want to be trying to battle him nowhere.
Exactly.
Let's see here. We got Mr. Jabori Parti, Senior.
What's going on?
Correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
How are you, sir? How you doing today? I'm fine. I just had to count my blessings also, you know, seeing that that happened in Connecticut. You know, I just took the time out today to hang out with my kids and appreciate them, you know, for what they do. And just I feel blessed to have three that, you know, that are healthy and in a good position, you know.
Amen. That's right, man. Wow, man. Do you know that? That right there, man, with the Connecticut thing. It just like Tiffany was saying too, is right here at home, man. And, you know, I'm glad that we even touching this topic about the part making yourself a personal priority.
Right.
And it, you know, we're not even asking for 100%. You know, and that's being selfish. But we've been selfless, you know, by adding just the 4%. You know, and that's still not even a lot in your daily plan. You know what I mean?
Right, we're basically asking for 1 hour, you know, 1 hour of the day out of a 24-hour period. And, you know, you can get a lot done within that time, especially over a period of a few months or, you know, of a lifetime, just 1 hour.
Wow. Well, you know what? Well, I tell you what, Jabari, tell me a little bit about yourself and what all do you do?
Well, I'm a certified personal trainer. And I was a United States Marine for over a decade. I got out of the military to pursue this profession because I wanted to give back to the community also. And this is my way of doing that. I've always been inspired through coaches and stuff like that during my sports years. And I always wanted to just help, you know. So I became a trainer by profession almost 5 years ago, but I've been doing training for my troops and as far as the police force and everything for over 12 or 13 years also, you know, and I'm a 30-something-year-old man, you know. I don't know how old I look. I just look good, so it really don't even matter. And I'm just blessed to, you know, give back to the people any way I can and, you know, just represent myself and my family the best way possible.
Wow, man, you know, that's great, man. Like you say, you're trying to be a blessing for anybody that you can, man. And right there is you don't even get that from a lot of people of today, you know. Some people down the street don't even say, when you're walking past a person, they don't even say hello to you. You know, they just keep on walking. And I think that even if you just say hello to a person,
yeah, it makes
kind of change them up, you know, a little bit, you know, kind of better their little day or whatever it is. But I'm not going to get off the topic, though. Let me see here. So far as with you two teaming up, I know she was kind of, she didn't want to take away your stuff. So far as if I was, I did Miss Tiffany Holmes' start-off kit, right? So if I was brand new to you, I met you for the first time, and I don't know anything about you. I just want to know, what are my stepping processes? My step process that I can take first, the first step. And
well, it goes like this. First off, I'm the owner and trainer at the Fitness Representative Personal Trainer. I also have a female trainer with me that trains. Her name's Amber Anderson. And what we basically do is get you in for a consultation. You get a free consultation, get an hour-long workout, and we pretty much test you on all your abilities physically. And you get that free session, and after that, you know, we provide you with customized workouts and meal plans to kind of get you your results, which, you know, they vary from getting small, getting big, getting muscular, and just being healthier, you know. So I'll get you in there, see you the first time, and then we can get you going on the actual program. It was cool working, you know, teaming up with TTWC because myself being a sort of a coach as a sergeant in the Marine Corps, it was only right to, you know, kind of give back and link up with someone special like Tiffany who actually deals with people on that, you know, on that level every day. So it made me feel good to hook up with her, start this business, and we just want to see where it goes. We want to see how many people we can help get the job done.
Wow. Okay. All right. So, well, basically, I know that you guys. So, all right. Let me ask this question. I know you said all you need is like 1 hour a day. So,
with the combined total, did that with combining with both of you guys as far as your project, Tiffany, and yours, Jabari, did that only take like 1 hour, or is it like a stepping process or conditioning? How long is the program, or how do you do that?
The 4% Healthy Habit Challenge is something that actually kicked off in October, and each month we provide new opportunities and new challenges for people to join in, but to show them different ways that they can take just 1 hour out of their everyday lives and make changes in their life. So each month we come up with a new challenge for people to do each day, and that challenge takes an hour.
Okay. Oh, okay, so that's just that's the meat of it. So the 4% challenge. How do you can you break it down for me a little bit more? Like how did that start? Like do you go with the weightlifting first?
Basically, what you do is you take 4% of that day, which is an hour, and okay. You give it to whatever section of the body, whether it's spiritual, mental, or physical. And you get that better for that day. So if I'm going to go to the gym, I'll use that hour to work out. If I'm going to go help out kids that's needy, I use that hour to do so. So whatever you do during that day, you do it for 4%. Now, what we're doing, we're adding the months up. So 1 month you're going to do a challenge to where you add 4% of your day. The next month you'll keep that 4%. And you'll go into another challenge, which allows you to, say, give back to the needy. And that's not an hourly thing. That's, you know, for however long it takes. The next month, you'll have 12 days, 2 weeks to make a difference in someone else's life. So the 4% starts it off, and then you just build on it from there, with the 4% being the staple of the, you know, the challenge.
Because
so it's an hour a day.
Basically, what we're doing is creating a new habit, right? Our lifestyles are what they are, and they're based on the things that we've repeatedly been doing. So we're just trying to introduce some new habits to create a new lifestyle.
Wow. Okay. Wow, that is beautiful. That is beautiful. Now, when it comes to this, as far as I know you guys said spiritual, with the spiritual side of you, okay, let's face it. I don't know what you're. Do y'all do the non-denomination? Me personally, myself, I'm a Christian. But somebody else might come in as a Muslim. Does it really affect the way what their beliefs are, or just spiritually whatever they practice?
It's for everyone. You know,
okay.
Since we deal with all different types of nationalities and religions in the United States, it's basically for those who are spiritual beings. So we try to take the religious side out of it and focus on the spiritual side more. So, you know, whoever you pray to, whoever's your higher power, your God, you know, you never know who worships, you know, what. Our job is to get them to see that, okay, it doesn't stop at human beings. You know, there is a spiritual side to ourselves, and no matter what, most people believe that that spiritual side helps you in your everyday life. So we just want to get you back to focusing on that a little bit.
And when we talk about spirit, we're talking about love. We're talking about compassion. We're talking about togetherness. Those things transcend most religions. So they're something that everybody can relate to.
Oh, okay. That's beautiful. Okay. Well, I want to clear that out. Let's go to the eating, like healthy eating, like, I know some people say 4 times a day, some people say 3 times a day, some people say 6 times a day. How would you recommend to people? Like, what is the good facts of eating? I want it to be from a skinny person to a, you know, a big bony person to a heavy set person. What are the portions that you should try to take on the measurements of eating?
Well, basically, the portions, they all vary. Everyone's unique. You know, in that they're either small or big. Someone has fast metabolism, some have slow. So basically what we like to focus on is, as far as personalizing the diet, is for one, you should be eating throughout the day. You know, it's cool to have 3 solid meals, but you should have snacks in between. You shouldn't try to eat throughout the night because you should be asleep, you know, so your body gets enough rest. So if I'm going to give you a number, I'm sticking to 5 to 6 times. And I'll take an example of 7 o'clock a.m. start. Eat breakfast, 10 o'clock eat a snack, 12:01 eat a good lunch, seeing that, you know, afternoon is the most important part of the day, your metabolism at its highest point. 3 o'clock, eat another snack. And then 6 o'clock, you know, eat another meal. And if you're trying to gain weight, you might want to throw another meal in there right before bed, say 9 or 10 o'clock. Other than that, you should stop around 6 to 8 o'clock because you should be in bed soon. And unless you're trying to gain weight, we don't want you going to bed with a meal right in your stomach right before bed. So, you know, we want to push that you eat throughout the day. Eat foods that help, you know, boost your metabolism and makes your body work in order to, you know, to digest them. So that's it.
Now, what about the energy drinks? Do you recommend those, like the 5-hour?
It depends. You know, 5-hour drinks are cool. I take them myself. But I wouldn't recommend them to someone who don't need them. You know, this whole gluten-free thing. I wouldn't recommend it to someone who doesn't have disease that, you know, requires for you not to have gluten. It's one of those things that's totally personalized, and that's the difference between our challenge and, you know, a lot of other people who go to the gym, the general diets, you know.
Okay. All right, well, okay, I see what you're saying. Tiffany, like, far as with your the side of it, when you say, like, the business part of it, mm-hmm. what is it that you probably do far as on the business side to structurally get them involved, you know, I mean, being new,
mm-hmm.
To help somebody, like, far as with their business or what they're trying to get into, or is it something that you guys recommend?
No, with me and with personal training, but also with coaching, it's totally collaborative. So we're working together on whatever it is that you've identified that you want to work on, right? And so it's clarifying what the direction is, taking the main goal and breaking it down into smaller, more manageable goals, and just helping you stay focused and motivated throughout the whole process. Because when you look at the big picture, it can be completely overwhelming. But when you break it down and you take it piece by piece, it really begins to fall in place, and then you're much more able to accomplish what you set out to do.
Oh, okay. All right, so the whole 4%, like the personal priority and the 4% challenge, is just basically for the person. It's really to help me. I'm going to use me as an example.
Mm-hmm.
I'm brand new. It's really to help me on what I'm trying to work on and what I need to do. And you just kind of implement with what you have going on and kind of like prioritizing my life, but starting with the 4%.
The 4% is your foundation, okay? So basically, we're giving you the tools that you need mentally, physically, spiritually, that you can then go and apply specifically to your life and keep coming back to and building on from that point forward to make you stronger, tougher, smarter, more balanced.
That's good. Okay. Well, if I wanted to get in contact with you guys, how would I reach out to you? What do I have to do?
You could visit either our Facebook pages or our website. I'll give you my Facebook page. It's www.facebook.com/ttwcoach. My webpage is TotalTransformationCoaching.com.
And myself, I am the fitness representative personal training. My Facebook page is www.facebook.com/fitreps. That's FITREPS. And my personal training website is www.thefitnessrep.com. TheFitnessRep.com.
And like to get in contact with y'all, like, what do y'all have, like, a time frame? Like, what's the best time to contact you? you know, between it? Do you do it like, when do you start, like from like 9 to 5, or how does that work? Do they meet? What do y'all like meet up to start everything or to get it going, or do you go to the client to do the 4%?
The 4% challenge, you can start those at any time. They obviously start at the beginning of the month, but we have specific dedicated resources for that, and then we have monthly meetups for those. But for personal training as well as for coaching, those are done either in small groups or one-on-one, and we work around your schedule for that.
Okay. Now, do you is it like a service fee for anything like that?
No.
What it is, since we've been doing this since October, it's been free of charge. But now, come January through April, there's going to be a charge of $15 per month for those 3 months, and you're gonna basically run into different challenges that are going to offer prizes at the end of the month from here until April. April being the month where we come to the Fitness Representative Beach, which is right here in Chicago, and we bring it all together by having a really, like, mutter-style challenge that kind of, you know, is like the culmination of everything that we've done over the last few months.
Wow. Okay, man, you two are, I want to call y'all some angels out of the sky, man, because you're not even charging nowhere near what you guys could and have the capability of charging.
Yeah. Then, and that's the purpose, too.
Right. And, I love that, man. I mean, you know, I'm pretty much lost for words. But I will tell you that I'm going to do anything in my power to help get you guys promoted, because people need to have this. You know, some people don't even have this type of, I guess I want to say, how you got it all mixed up together and conjoining it. You know, that's a beautiful thing. You got the fitness over here, then you got a health, living, wellness coach, then the fitness trainer, pretty much. Y'all that one stop shop. as I must say. The time is kind of ticking down. Is there anything that either one of you guys want to, you know, say out to our listeners, or something that you want to add to it?
Ladies first.
Ah, thank you. I would like to thank everyone for listening, first of all, but I just want to encourage everybody to remember that wellness is a mind, body, and spirit thing. It doesn't look a certain way, but it definitely feels a certain way, and it feels good.
Okay. And I would like to say, first off, being from the city of Chicago and living here currently, the numbers as far as obesity are way up. Especially amongst African Americans. I just want us all to put it together, you know. A lot of us, we attend spiritual services. A lot of us do activities that are physical. And our emotions are in everything just because, you know, of our makeup. So I would just like us to put it all together, understand that without one piece, you're not whole. And if you're not whole, then, you know, you can't represent yourself 100%. So I want to thank you guys for having me, and you know, send out my blessings to those who have lost loved ones, and, you know, just blessed. I'm just blessed, so, you know.
Amen. Man, you know what, man? I have callers are calling in, but they're not hitting the one button to, you know, to leave them, you know, to try to talk to you guys. But I just want to know that they're here. But they will have to hang up and call you back. But they do have your information. I'm definitely going to throw it on my website. So if you want to get in contact with either one of them, just go to my Facebook page. Tiffany is already on my website. We're working on Jabari to get on the website, too, as well. It's www.weston, W-E-S-T-O-N, world, W-O-R-L-D, 1-O-N-E.com. And we're going to have some of the information. We're also going to have this episode up on the show as well at blogtalkradio.com/DennisLive. So other than that, man, I thank y'all for calling in. It was an honor to talk to both you guys, man, and I will be
thank
in touch
you
real soon.
Thank you.
All right,
very
we really
much
do appreciate it.
All right, y'all have a good day and be blessed.
You
all
also.
You too.
Later.
Dennis Lies.